Welcome on board to another edition of the PBBD edition of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, for this K-State podcast, covering all levels of K-State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas. This is the postcast edition, women's basketball, diving on straight on into it. On the road last night, the women's basketball team, after multiple attempts to try to get themselves back in the game and try to rally back, fought hard, but comes up on the short end of the stick yet again to Iowa State on the road in Ames, 15th ranked Iowa State last night by the score of 65-56, in which there are two numbers that I take away from this game. Okay, first off, this was the 100th meeting between these two women's basketball teams. Incredible, between Casey and Iowa State, and we have seen, since I've launched this podcast, some tremendous games by these two squads. And then we have seen some lopsided losses by this K-State team when they play Iowa State. Not here. In this case here, once again, the story of this of 2022 through 2023 so far of the year for this basketball team is the slow starts for Jeff Mini's team. I mean, so you would have thought that you get off to a slow start, you're going to be running out of this building. Nope, they fought their way back in. More importantly, though, what kept them in this game was a second straight double-double from sophomore Jalen Glenn, who put down 17 points and hauled in 10 rebounds last night, but was just not enough. She was the only cat to hit in double figures last night. And if you're wondering, wow, what happened to Gabby? Is she here again? No. And pretty much this reminded me last night of the way that defenses played Ayoka Lee down the stretch, in particular after she got the history rate making 61 points last year against Oklahoma, right? Gabby's former college team, right? Iowa State was not going to let Gabby Gregory beat them from inside, mid-range, or from downtown, and the numbers clearly show it here. I'll dive on into it in just a minute. But Iowa State was clearly wanting someone else to beat them, and Jalen Glenn almost did. But again, wasn't enough. You usually get 20-plus from Gabby, not last night. You didn't get that last night, and Iowa State was not going to have none of it. When you go up against good teams, good teams going to find a way to try to shut down your best player. And this kid says here the Lady Cyclones had their game plan defensively slow down Gabby Gregory in this basketball game here. And Gabby Gregory, who has been obviously the best, one of the best Big 12 leading scorer so far this year, and took a big hit last night. But the Cyclones got off to a fast start at 13 and 5, was up there as well. And the Wildcats, it was a seesaw, up and down there as well. And the other number, I mentioned 100th game between these two schools last night. The other number coming off of Iowa State's starters, led by, of course, if I can pull up the tab here, Emily Ryan, 14 points, right? And then three of her other teammates hit 14 points as well. So four out of five starters last night for the Lady Cyclones all had 14 points except for Dew, who had only 8 points. She was almost close. She was two off from hitting double digits last night as well. She had 8 and 7 as well. But Emily Ryan leading the charge there, a double-double herself last night, 14 points, 11 rebounds last night there, as the 15-ranked Cyclones held off K-State last night, 67-56 by 11 last night there as well. But going back to Gabby really fast here, Gabby Gregory, only 9 points last night, 3 rebounds, 3 of 14 shooting overall. Not your Gabby-ish game if you're a K-State fan of women's basketball there. That wasn't good there. And then downtown only hit 1 3 last night. And Iowa State really held her in check, 1 of 5 from downtown as well. So the game plan, obviously, pretty much the Aoka Lee effect there. But in this instance in 2023, and other teams are going to see this tape of probably the West of the way. And you got to think, Iowa State had that type of success. Walter off. Every time Gabby had the basketball, you put two on her, put pressure on her. And Gabby's tough, as we've seen so far here this year. Iowa State was relentless with that pressure, and they were not going to let her let Gabby beat Iowa State last night. So you're missing 11-plus points there, in which Iowa State won, ironically, by 11 points. So big hit miss there, opportunity there for K-State in this game to continue to winless on the road this year so far in conference play as well. Here, some player notes here. Back to Jalen Glenn. She scored her 19th career game with her 12th, actually, yeah, 19th career game with 10 or more points in her K-State career. Her 12th this season there for Jalen. Jalen had another big game there as well. And Serena Sundell, haven't mentioned her yet in the podcast. We're almost 7 minutes in to the pod. Serena Sundell became the 18th player in K-State history with 500 or more career points, 250 or more career assists, and 200 and more or more rebounds. So she joined. So another positive, I guess, you could take from this loss last night. Serena Sundell becomes the 18th player to hit these milestones. 500 on the points on the scoring side. Assists, 250 on that. And achieve 200 rebounds and more on that as well. And to add that, S squared has recorded a block shot in 8 consecutive games. So that streak is intact. That's under the radar there. I was not aware of that. So looking at reading the recap and watching the highlights last night. So and staying on Serena Sundell, she dished out 7 assists last night, which was her 30th career game and 11th game of the year with 5 or more assists last night. And it's just to finish off the line on her, Serena Sundell, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists in the game. Had a good game. Again, wasn't enough there as well. Sarah Samasti started along with Jalen Glenn, Gabby Gregory, and Emily Ebert. Made another starting appearance last night for the Cats here. But she only scored 2 points in 21 minutes of action. Briley Glenn came off the bench with 4 points in 16 minutes of play. Rebecca Dollinger had a decent night off the bench in 15 minutes of action. 5 points, 50% shooting from downtown, and she hit a 3 as well. So definitely, you're missing that 20-plus point production by Gabby, which, who knows, they could have won this ball game if, even if Gabby gets those points. That what she usually, she averaging almost, 22 a game, right? So you would think that even if she did, Iowa State, they're too good all the way around, but K-State gave them fits last night there, but they lost by double digits. So they're still winless on the road in conference play. And I'm going to check on here who's next for K-State basketball team, and they, the losses are starting to rack up for this team now, as they have lost their 5th game of this campaign. Next up, we'll actually hear, we'll just steal a comment here from Jeff Mitty here real quick before we close this postcast down. It's the Purple Project Podcast postcast. K-State ladies squad losing to 15th ranked Iowa State last night. Jeff Mitty after the game, quote, "I thought our group battled. I did. We just couldn't make enough shots to string together. And we couldn't get enough stops. I mean, we got some stops, We held them to a pretty low field goal percentage for them, but we had trouble getting to the free throw line, getting anything easy. To their credit, their defense was really physical. Their defense was really good. They kept us in front. They didn't give us anything easy, so those runs are harder to make. I thought our group battled back, but we just couldn't string enough scores together and ultimately couldn't get plays when we needed them," end quote there as well. Iowa State, yeah, Iowa State usually scores 80 plus a game offensively, and K-State did a great job defensively there, holding Iowa State to under 40% shooting, 37 exactly there. K-State 33% shooting from the field last night there as well, and both these teams did bad from downtown as well. So this was a defensive, kind of your Jeff Mitty way of saying this was a defensive battle. But again, you're missing that normal production from Gabby Gregory there. Only 9 points last night there. Really, Iowa State's game plan was really to shut her down and let somebody else beat you. And I guess go over chief for the Cyclones from them. And now K-State's going to have to find a way once again to, like they did last night but fell short, is battle back. And we'll see what happens on Saturday next time they take the court. Jeff Mitty, Gabby Gregory, Serena Sindel and company will take on Texas Tech at home on Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Time. If you're living in the Central Time Zone, if you're not, that's going to be 5 Eastern Time in Pacific. You know what the deal is on that as well. So another tough loss on the road in conference play for Jeff Mitty's team. And now they fall to 12-5 overall so far in the 2022-23 campaign and fall to only 1-3 in conference play after last night's loss in Ames to the 15th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, postcast edition, Eddie Greer. And remember, me and Alex will record episode 140 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly later on tonight, actually, here as I'm getting everything set up for that recording, and it'll be out tomorrow night, and we'll be talking more mostly about basketball and getting you ready for the NFL playoffs. So definitely make sure you tune in to that as well. That's gonna wrap it up for this edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats, another edition of the PBBD edition in the books.